Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another season of Queer Mountaineers. This is not a full episode. This is just another introduction to the series because there might be some new listeners out there who are just starting with season two. For all of you who are just getting started, welcome. I hope you enjoy what we have and the stories that are shared, and hopefully I don't ramble too much while doing this. When I started this podcast about a year ago, I had absolutely no idea how to edit audio. I didn't know how to book guests and to, you know, create like a logo, which I had an amazing friend who did it for me. I had really just learned everything from the internet. And since starting this a year ago, I've learned so much about myself and how important doing a show like this is. I honestly did not think that this show would have the kind of reception that it did. I just kind of did it as a personal passion project, and if someone managed to listen to it, great. I did not expect to have about 100 likes on Facebook, and I don't remember my other numbers for my other social media platforms, but to have this many people sharing my work and sharing their stories with me, it's been an incredible experience, and I'm so excited to continue that experience with this new season. I've gone into it with more understanding of what I need to do, and I have a better understanding of why I'm doing it. It started out as something fun. I thought podcasting was really cool. I was inspired by Hillary Kinney's Holler, The Voices of Women of West Virginia. Shout out to her for helping me get started with this. It started out as something small and contained, and yeah, if people liked it, that was awesome. But I didn't think that it would actually have significance. When I was watching the news back in February, I saw how one of the delegates who was elected to represent a portion of West Virginia used his power to abuse it, pretty much. He abused his power to say those horrible, homophobic, racist things, and even implied that he would drown his kids if he found out that they were queer. And that made national news. But what something that often gets left out of the national narrative when it comes to West Virginia or the region of Appalachia is that there are people who are staying and fighting to change things, to make things better for the people in the Mountain State. West Virginia is one of the states, one of the few states in this country where the population is starting to leave. And many of those people are members of the LGBTQ+ community. So I'm sharing the stories of students who have come to call West Virginia home for the years that they are attending the universities in the state. I am talking with people who have chosen to make their homes here, who have grown up here or have made West Virginia their home and have fought to make things better. Because national media often does not share those stories of the people who are trying to change things for the better. When I saw that there was a woman who was running against Eric Porterfield, Tina Russell, that didn't make national news. So I'm doing national news' work for them. I am a 21, almost 21-year-old college student with a microphone and a rented studio from the university she attends. And I'm hoping to pick up the slack and tell the stories that often do not get told. So in the last year, I was able to attend Parkersburg Pride. Jean Peters and Kim Williams, I had them in my season finale on season one. Go give that a listen. They are incredible, super kind. They had a great story to share. I had the opportunity to go to Parkersburg Pride this year and celebrate with all of them in their second year of having that event. And I was able to see all of these people who were out and proud and wearing their colors and the families. There were so many families there with little kids. I had, you know, I was giving out little tattoos with rainbows on them, and I was like talking with some of these people, and it was incredible. I was actually, it's kind of sad, but I was surprised that people listened. I still get surprised when people come up to me and say that they really like the podcast and they're active fans. I took pictures of people like I was like a celebrity or something. That's incredible. It's so humbling to be able to have that kind of respect from people because of a little show that you do and dedicate time to. It's just been incredible. And of course, thank you, Jean and Kim, for inviting me to Parkersburg Pride. I'm really excited to see what Parkersburg does for progress this year. And I'm excited to see what the rest of the state does, too. This season, we've got a whole slate of new people, new voices, and I'm so excited to see where this journey takes all of us. So without further ado, let's get started on season 2.